Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian. Welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 10 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 5 through 6. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen. The title of our devotion today is Clean House. Have you ever looked up at your ceiling fan blades or in the deep recesses of your couch cushions and noticed the filth that builds up over time? Even though we might clean on a regular basis, there are times when we need to go a little deeper. We realize that what appeared to be clean on the surface was in all actuality quite filthy. The same thing can happen spiritually. As we go about our daily lives, there are things that can build up over time. Even if we regularly worship, pray, and read our Bible, the different pressures and cares of this world can quietly build up and end up consuming our lives. Without even realizing it, we can lose our peace, our joy, and our passion for the things of God. Our service to God, which used to fill us with life and excitement, becomes a duty that we must fulfill. Fasting is the deep cleansing that helps us take our mind off of the things of this world and instead have a refreshed focus on the things of the Spirit. It's an incredibly effective way to get into the nooks and crannies of our soul and bring all those dusty old habits, broken mindsets, and rusty attitudes out into the light of God's truth. In fasting and prayer, our service to God returns to something we want to do rather than something we have to do. As you pray and fast today, ask God to show you any areas where you could use a refreshed spiritual focus. Like David in Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12, pray that God will cleanse your heart, renew your spirit, and restore the joy of your salvation. Pray with confidence, knowing that He wants to fill you with His life and peace. Let us pray. Lord, at times we grow tired and lukewarm in our love and service for You. Forgive us for allowing the distractions of the world to take our focus off of You. Please renew the joy of our salvation and give us a fresh passion for You, God. We want to love You more and more than life. Thank You that You never grow weary and that Your passion for us is always secure. Finally, Father, I pray that You will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings. Bless us with Your supernatural favor, and most importantly, bless us with a close, personal relationship with You. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Remember, friends, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's Word and pray mightily. So our suggested meditation scriptures for today include Psalm 51 in its entirety. That's one of my favorites. Psalms 139 and also Philippians 4:8-9. God bless you. We can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.